the Tobacco Control Program Coordinator with the Fond du Lac County Public Health Office, says news that more Wisconsin teenagers were hospitalized with severe lung damage from vaping unfortunately doesn't come as a surprise. Health officials have confirmed a total of 12 cases and are investigating 13 others. Patients with confirmed cases now range in age from teens to 30 years old and are from several counties, including Dodge and Winnebago.
Certainly, it was very troubling and concerning, but it certainly wasn't surprising because we've seen some other reports similar to this come across our updates that we get in tobacco prevention and control, but not locally. I haven't had anything like this locally that's come across.
Sandy Bernier says it shows that vaping is not harmless. Waupun Police assisted Menominee Falls Police and the Washington County Sheriff's Office in apprehending two bank robbery suspects. On Friday, Waupun Police assisted in the arrest of a 35-year-old Waupun man and a 36-year-old Waupun man who were bank robbery suspects in Menominee Falls and Washington County. The two subjects were arrested in Washington County. Waupun Police assisted both agencies with a search warrant of a residence in the first block of South Mill Street. An Appleton man wanted on a robbery charge in the state of Washington was arrested in Waupun Friday afternoon. Police conducted a traffic stop on West Main Street, citing a 38-year-old Milwaukee woman for operating after suspension. A 19-year-old Appleton man was arrested on a state of Washington robbery warrant, and charges of possession of controlled substance are being referred to the Fond du Lac County District Attorney's Office against the man. He was transported to the Fond du Lac County Jail. Fond du Lac High School students will have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to learn about the cultures in South America and Japan. The Fond du Lac School Board has approved a science adventure field trip to Ecuador in South America and a field trip to Japan. Superintendent Dr. Jim Siebert says the trip to Ecuador will be in June of 2021 and to Japan the following summer.
You know, we have trips that are curricular related, you know, in terms of the band takes a trip every couple of years, the choir takes a trip every couple of years. These are examples of trips that are offered for any student that's interested, and we just have teachers that are interested in providing these types of opportunities.
Dr. Siebert says the trips are expected to cost in the neighborhood of $4,000, and he says they are set far enough out so that students will have opportunities to fundraise to help pay for the trip. From the Murray Furniture Newsroom, I'm Greg Stensland. For more news anytime, log on to radioplusinfo.com.